This is the Sakar Murli of 18th of March 2025. Essence, sweet children, at this present time, this life of yours is extremely valuable because you have come out of the limited and gone into the unlimited. You know that you are the ones who benefit this world. Question. By making which effort do you claim a right to the Father's inheritance? Answer. Only by constantly maintaining the vision of brotherhood and removing all consciousness of man and woman can you claim a full right to the Father's inheritance. However, it is very difficult to remove the consciousness and vision of man and woman. For this, you need to practice remaining soul conscious. When you become a child of the Father, you receive the inheritance. Only those who become Sato Pradhan by having remembrance of the One Father can claim the inheritance of liberation and liberation in life. Song. At last, the day for which we had been waiting has come. Om Shanti. You children know that Om means I am a soul and this is my body. You now know this drama. The world cycle and the Father who has the knowledge of this world cycle. You call the one who has this knowledge of the world cycle the Creator. No one else knows the Creator or his creation. Although there are very many great learned scholars and pundits, etc., who are proud of their knowledge, none of them knows any of this. They speak of knowledge, worship, and disinterest. There are these three things now, but they do not understand their meanings. Sannyasis have disinterest in their families. They too are jealous about having a high or low status. They make a lot of fuss about someone belonging to a high clan and someone else belonging to a middle class clan. Even at the Kumbh Melas, there is a lot of argument about whose chariot should go first. They fight amongst themselves a lot because of this, and the police then have to come and separate them. This too is body consciousness. All human beings in the world are body conscious. You now have to become soul conscious. The Father says, renounce body consciousness and consider yourselves to be souls. It is souls who have become impure and have alloy mixed in them. It is souls who become Sato Pradhan and Tamo Pradhan. As is a soul, so the body he receives. Sri Krishna's soul is beautiful, and so his body is also very beautiful. His body has great attraction. A pure soul has that attraction. There isn't as much praise of Lakshmi and Narayan as there is of Sri Krishna, because Sri Krishna is a small, pure child. Here too they say that a child and a Mahatma are equal. Even then, Mahatmas renounce vice after they have experienced life. They have distaste for that, whereas children are pure anyway. They are considered to be elevated great souls. Therefore, the Father explains that the sannyasis of the path of isolation have been giving Bharat some support. Just as when a building becomes half old, it is renovated, so too the sannyasis renovate Bharat with their purity and keep it standing. No other land can be as pure and wealthy as Bharat was. The Father now reminds you of the Creator and the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation, because He is the Father, the Teacher, and the Guru. In the Gita, it is written that God Sri Krishna speaks. Would you call Him Baba or the Purifier? When people call out to the Purifier, they are not remembering Sri Krishna. They are remembering God. Then they say that the Purifier is the Rama of Sita, the Rama of the Raghav clan. There is so much confusion. The Father says, I come and accurately tell you children the essence of the Vedas and scriptures, etc. The first and main thing that He explains is, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, and you will become pure. You are all brothers. Then, as the children of Brahma, you are sons and daughters, and you are therefore brothers and sisters. Keep this in your intellects. Originally, souls are brothers. Then, when you enter bodies, you become brothers and sisters. People do not have the intellects to understand even this. He is the Father of us souls and we are brothers. How can He be omnipresent? It is only the children who receive the inheritance. The Father cannot receive the inheritance. The children receive their inheritance from the Father. Brahma too is a child of Shiv Baba. He too receives the inheritance from that one. You become his grandchildren. You also have that right. As souls, all of you are sons. Then, when you enter bodies, you are called brothers and sisters. There is no other relationship. There should constantly be the vision of brotherhood. Remove all consciousness of man and woman. When a male and female both say, O God the Father, it means that they are brother and sister. When the Father comes and creates creation at the confluence age, you are brothers and sisters. However, it is very difficult for the vision of man and woman to be removed. The Father says, you have to become soul conscious. It is only when you become the Father's children that you can receive this inheritance. Constantly remember me alone, and you will become Satopradhan. Until you become Satopradhan, you cannot go into liberation or liberation in life. Sannyasis, etc., never show you this method. They never say, consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father. The Father is called the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, the Supreme. All are called souls, but He is called the Supreme Soul. That Father says, O children, I have come to you children. However, in order to speak to you, I need a mouth. Nowadays, a gaumuk, mouth of a cow, is placed everywhere. They then say that nectar emerges from the gaumuk. In fact, it is this knowledge that is called nectar. The nectar of this knowledge emerges from the mouth. It is not a question of water. This one, Brahma, is the mother cow. Baba has entered this one. The Father has made you belong to Him through this one. This knowledge emerges through Him. They have carved an image of a cow from stone and made a mouth through which water can flow. That is a system of the path of devotion. You know things accurately. It was you Kumaris who shot the arrows at Bishampitame, etc. You are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, and Kumaris must definitely belong to someone. There are temples to both Adha Kumaris and Kumaris. The temples are a practical memorial of you. The father now sits here and explains that since you are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, there cannot be any criminal assault. Otherwise, there will be severe punishment. When you become body conscious, you forget that you are brothers and sisters, that one is a BK and you are a BK, and so there must be no vision of vice. However, human beings who belong to the devilish community cannot stay without vice, and they therefore create obstacles. You Brahma Kumars and Kumaris now receive your inheritance from the Father. You have to follow the Father's Srimat. You have to become pure. This is your last birth in this vicious land of death. No one knows this either. There is no vice in the land of immortality. They are called Satopradhan, completely viceless, whereas people here are Tamopradhan and completely vicious. They also sing that they, deities, are completely viceless and that they themselves are vicious sinners. They worship those completely viceless ones. The Father has explained, you people of Bharat were worthy of worship, and you then became worshippers. At present, devotion has a great impact. It has a great influence. Devotees remember God and say, come and give us the fruit of our devotion. What has their condition become by performing devotion? The Father has explained that there are four main religious scriptures. One is of deityism, and included within that are the Brahmins, the deities, and the warriors, all three of them. The Father establishes the Brahmin religion. You Brahmins are the top knot of the confluence age. You Brahmins are now becoming the most elevated of human beings. You become Brahmins and you then become deities. Those Brahmins are those who indulge in vice. They come and bow down to you Brahmins and say namaste to you. They also say salutations to the Brahmins and the deities because they understand that you are the children of Brahma and that they themselves are not the children of Brahma. You are now the children of Brahma. Everyone will salute you and you will then become deities. You are now Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, and you will then become deity Kumars and Kumaris. This present life of yours is very precious because you are remembered as the mothers of the world. You have come out of the limited and gone into the unlimited. You know that you are the ones who benefit this world. Therefore, each of you is a world mother or a world father. People are very unhappy in this hell. We have come to serve them spiritually. We will definitely make them into residents of heaven. You are an army. This is also called a battlefield. the Yadavas, the Kauravas, and the Pandavas all stay together. They are all brothers. Your battle is not with your brothers and sisters. It is with Ravan. You explain to your brothers and sisters in order to change them from humans into deities. The father explains, you have to renounce all bodily relationships, including your own bodies. This world is old. They built such huge dams and canals, etc., because there isn't any water. The population has increased a great deal. In the Golden Age, there are very few of you. The rivers have plenty of water. There is also plenty of food. There are now billions of people here on Earth. At the beginning, there are 900,000 to a million people on the entire Earth. There are no other lands at that time. Only a few of you live there. You do not need to go anywhere else. There it is constantly spring. Even the five elements do not cause you any difficulty. They stay in order. There is no mention of sorrow. That is paradise. It is now extreme hell, and it begins in the middle of each cycle. It is when the deities fall onto the path of sin that the kingdom of Ravan begins. You have understood that we become the worthy of worship ones with double crowns, and that we then become those with single crowns. That crown of light symbolizes the purity of the Golden Age. All the deities are pure. Here, no one is pure. Everyone continues to take birth through sin. That is why this is called the corrupt world. That golden age is an elevated world. Vice is called corruption. You children know that there was the pure family path in the golden age, and that it has now become impure. The world is now becoming pure and elevated. The world cycle continues to turn. Only the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is called the Purifier. People say that God gives inspirations. Inspirations mean thoughts. There is no question of inspirations here. He himself says, I have to take the support of a body. How could I give you teachings without a mouth? Can teachings ever be given through inspirations? God does not do anything through inspirations. The Father teaches you children. Studying cannot take place through inspirations. No one but the Father can tell you the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. They do not know the Father. Some say that he is a lingam image, whereas others say that he is the eternal light. Some say that the Brahm element is God. There are Brahm Gyanis and Tattva Gyanis, those who have knowledge of the Brahm element. In the scriptures, they have shown 8.4 million species. If there were 8.4 million births, the duration of each cycle would be very long. There couldn't be an accurate calculation. They say that the duration of the Golden Age is hundreds of thousands of years. The Father says, the whole world cycle is 5,000 years. In order to take 8.4 million births, you would need such a long time. All of those scriptures belong to the path of devotion. The father says, I come and explain to you the essence of all those scriptures. All of them are the paraphernalia of the path of devotion. No one can attain me through those. It is only when I come that I take everyone back with me. You call out to me, O Purifier, come. Purify us and take us to the pure world. So, why do they then stumble around searching for me? They go so far away, up into the mountains, etc. Nowadays, so many temples are empty because no one visits them. You children now know the biography of the Highest on High Father. When a father reaches the age of 60, he gives everything to his children and goes into retirement. That system is also from this time. All the festivals also refer to this time. You know that you are now at the confluence age. After the night, there is the day. Now there is extreme darkness. It is sung, when the sun of knowledge rises, all the darkness of ignorance is dispelled. You now know the Father and the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. Just as the Father is knowledgeful, so you have also become Master knowledgeful. You children receive your inheritance of unlimited happiness from the Father. You only receive a limited inheritance from your worldly fathers, through which there is only temporary happiness. Sannyasis say that that happiness is like the droppings of a crow. They cannot come here to make effort for happiness. They are Hatha yogis. You are Raj yogis. Your yoga is with the Father, whereas theirs is with the elements. This too is fixed in the drama. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dana. 1. In order to become pure, make firm your vision of all souls being brothers. Then, as children of Father Brahma, you are all brothers and sisters. Both you souls and your bodies have to be purified and made satopradan. Renounce body consciousness. 2. Become master knowledgeful and give everyone this knowledge of the Creator and creation and thereby remove them from their extreme darkness. Do spiritual service of the people who are residents of hell and make them into residents of heaven. Blessing. May you be filled with jewels of experience by going into the depths of this knowledge and becoming a master ocean of knowledge. The children who go into the depths of this knowledge become filled with the jewels of experience. One is to listen to this knowledge and relate it to others, and the other is to become an embodiment of experience. Those who are experienced remain constantly imperishable and free from obstacles. No one can shake them. Maya is not successful in anything she tries to do to those who are experienced. Those who are experienced are never deceived, and so you must continue to increase your experience and thereby become an embodiment of every virtue. Use your churning power to accumulate a stock of pure thoughts. Slogan: an angel is one who is beyond any subtle arrogance of a body. Avyakt Signal adopts the culture of truth and good manners. Complete truth is based on purity. If there is no purity, there cannot be constant truth. Impurity is not just the vice of lust, for it also has companions. So to be greatly pure means that there should be no name or trace of impurity, for only then can you become an instrument for God's revelation. Om Shanti.